This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and it actually is me in studio today. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today is that I have been out since the very first part of August after fair, and that I was out and about, not out and about, but I was out with the COVID-19, which so many people are dealing with and have loved ones that have been impacted by this. And so I just wanted to kind of talk about my experience today and honestly, just truthfully, some of the things that I feel like are helpful and hurtful with everything that's going on right now, and just try to reach through to people to, we know everybody's trying to make their best decision for themselves. And if we can just be kind and respectful and honor everybody else's thought processes, then, you know, that would really go to help to heal a lot in the county and in the community. So that's where I first and foremost wanted to stay. I'm not going to take a stance on anything or push anything on anybody. That's not what it's about today. But I did want to just talk about the experience, because I was gone, and after a couple weeks, I had listeners reach out and say, are you okay? Is everything all right? I received messages and text messages and voicemails, because they're used to me. When I'm supposed to be somewhere, I'm somewhere, I'm there. So I really appreciate people reaching out and checking on me, and just the well wishes and the encouragement that I received while I was gone. And so it's nice to be back, but I'm definitely rusty and not still feeling 110%, but we're going to get through this and talk about this and some upcoming things that we have coming on the show in the next couple months. So kind of give you some foresight on what's going to be coming on the show. So like I said, I've been ill or home to quarantining since I think like the 5th of August, 5th or 6th of August. So I have just been into work a few hours here and there. So I'm kind of diving back in a little bit, slowly but surely, and trying to build up my strength, but also get on with the process and, you know, try to help back in the office. I mean, a month is a long time for your coworkers and your staff members to be a person down. And so I'm so appreciative that they made it through it, and they got together and supported me and always asked if there was anything they could do and to try to reduce my stress about what was going on at the office. And so thank you to Alan and Cheryl, Brett and Shelley at Premier, just for the love and the kindness and support. It was just really super appreciative. And y'all know I got super emotional the first time I came in. So we're like family, and it just really means a lot to me. And I do have a ton of thank yous to say to people throughout the show today and stuff. But so one of the things I wanted to say is, when I first didn't feel good, I literally in my body knew that I was sick in probably about 30 minutes. And I happened to be driving home from an event that I was at and felt very, very ill very, very quickly and pulled over, and then woke up, I don't know how much longer later, partially underneath my car and partially in the road. So by the grace of God, I didn't get ran over. I didn't get hit. This was dark. And so I feel very watched over and blessed. I know the Lord was looking over me. I was able to get myself back in my car, and then already was so sick. I just probably made some bad choices and decided to try to drive myself home, which I didn't. I did make it home, but then I didn't leave again until several days later, when I had an appointment to go to the doctor and attempted to drive myself in again, trying to quarantine. How do you quarantine and then ask somebody to come pick you up and take you to the doctor? So quarantining, I drove myself in, which I collapsed in the parking lot, and they called 911 and I had to go to the emergency room, which, you know, your kids are getting calls that your mom's car's in this thing. Can you come move it? And she's in the hospital. And anyway, it's just absolutely horrifying and nothing that you expect or that you can prepare for. So I had no idea that any of this was going to happen. While in the emergency room, I was very lethargic and very sick. Couldn't really keep my eyes open for anything. And they were asking me all kinds of questions, and I'm just trying to think of the answers, and which was very difficult. So, you know, all the basic things that we should know about ourselves in 2 seconds or less that you should be able to answer was an actual real struggle to give them those answers. And then they tested me and said that I had tested positive. And my first concern was for the staff that had been in the room with me. It's like, oh my gosh, are you guys protected? Have I impacted you negatively in any way? And I mean, it's just this huge range of emotions. And none of my first feelings were about myself. It was all about the staff and then about my husband. And so I think that one of the things that I'd want people to know is that there is such a huge range of emotions that you go through with this thing. And for me, because I'm, as everybody will tell you, I'm a very empathetic person, that I, you know, really care so much for others, that it was all about other people at the time. I thought, okay, I need to make sure everybody's okay, or who needs to know what, or are they taking all their precautions? And, but they just jumped right in and pumped me up with some IVs and things like that, and then sent me home with certain criterias I had to do. I had to buy a pulsometer to check my oxygen, and I needed to check my blood pressures and my stuff. I needed to change medications that I was taking because it could put me at risk with some of the medications that I was on. So there were some different things that we did. But then my oxygen just kept going lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. And I ended back up in there and then was put on oxygen. So ultimately I was on oxygen for a while to, you know, just keep me going. And if you haven't done that before, it's, I just have to say it's very different. You have this image of what it's like, and you see the older people with their oxygen tanks or that have COPD, and you're thinking, oh, okay, well, that's great. They get to get out and they be mobile. And well, this is this big, huge machine sitting next to me. And so it was quite an ordeal to even try to get up and do my walking that I needed to do with this big machine. So luckily I had my husband there, and he helped take great care of me. So I was very appreciative for that. And of course, he had a quarantine as well, but his work was very, very kind and wanted to make sure that not only he was well, but that I was well enough to be left alone before he came back to work. So very appreciative to Swanson Group for that. That was super kind on how they handled that, because I couldn't have gotten on the last week without him at home. And so I was very, very appreciative for that. And this is where I just feel like this whole caring and community thing is important. It's like everybody's situation is different. Everybody's severity of their illness with it is different. There's no cookie cutter. All the questions they asked you, do you have this or do you have that? Do you have a sore throat? Do you have this? I didn't have any of that. And that seems to be one of the most common things that people do have. So, you know, there's no right or wrong, but if you feel like you're off or something's not right, or you're even have an inkling, just stay home and then get the rapid test, or, you know, don't wait to have something more. If you're feeling just off, you know, a simple test can tell you, and then, you know, we'll quarantine and hopefully you'll catch it soon too by doing that. And then there's so many things now that are coming out that, you know, could help you maybe reduce the symptoms and, hopefully not let you get to the point where you need, hospitalization or anything like that, because, you know, beds are so precious right now. And I'm grateful that I was able to get through it and get past it without being admitted. But there was a couple times where it's like, is she going to be? Is she not going to be? So I'm grateful that I was able to keep myself out of the hospital by having the oxygen at home and doing all the things that I was asked to do. So very grateful for that. But again, remember, everybody, there's just so many variables to this, and nobody I've talked to has really had anything cookie cutter where they're like, yes, that's exactly, I had all the same things, I didn't have these same things. My husband and I are in the same house, we both had it, completely different scenarios. Just not even close, like you wouldn't even think we had the same thing. So just understanding that all we can do is our best. All we can do is, you know, try to be aware of our bodies and how we're feeling, and that we're truthfully, you know, watching for symptoms. And if we feel like we have anything, that we go in and get tested and get checked, and notify the people that we've been in direct contact as soon as possible. And that's something my husband and I both did. And so, you know, so we were really grateful. They were very grateful to have done that. And then, of course, followed up with things. Upon getting sick and going to the ER and getting the positive test, going home was then where you started processing everything. Okay, I have this. I don't know how bad it's going to be. It could be mild. It could be intense. But then you have all the feelings, and you have the guilt, and the, did I expose somebody? And if anybody knows me, and a lot of people do, that I'm a hugger. So I was just thinking, oh my gosh, how many people did I hug in the last couple days? But you know, I'm fairly certain I might have given it to my niece. So that was hard, because we tested positive within, I think, like 20 to 30 minutes of each other. She wasn't feeling right. She went to an urgent care. I was in the ER, and we both tested positive. So that was hard, because, you know, somebody you care and you love for, and even a stranger, it's like you don't want to be passing something like this on to somebody. So there's all that guilt of, what if I did this, or I'd been at that event? What if I, you know, spread it there? Or, you know, I had no idea that I was even sick then. Like I said, it hit me in like about 10 to 30 minutes. I went from just being tired to being very ill. And so I had to kind of release myself of that, because there was no intentions or no ill will or no, I wasn't overlooking anything as far as what I should or shouldn't be doing. So guilt was one of those things that we had to struggle with, because you just really don't want to impact anybody negatively. But I'm going to touch more on that here. So we're going to go to break here, and we'll be right back. So this is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on KQEN 1240.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian on Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Thanks for listening today. As some of you might just be joining us, I have been out and have had some wonderful people help covering for us. We kind of replayed one of our shows in the beginning, but Ashley Claiborne here at KQEN and Tiffany Faus and all the others that joined in to pitch in and help cover for me while I was gone. All I can say is God bless you, because not having to worry about the show and just worry about healing, which is what I was told to do, was truthfully a gift. It was honestly a gift, and I'm ever so grateful. And so I really wanted to say thank you for that, and thank you for them for covering and doing a great job. And I sure do appreciate it oh so much. What we were talking about before was just going through the process of, you know, I've been gone a month, and I'm still weak. And actually coming in, I was just talking with the gals, is this is the first public building I've come into since. I haven't been anywhere. And so I was like, I'm going to run through the front door and straight to the studio, because once you deal with this, it kind of changes your emotions and your feelings. And that was something that I had to deal with as well. So originally we were talking about, you know, the guilt that you have is one of the feelings that I felt about being worried about, did I infect anybody, or had I negatively impacted anybody by spreading it? And so, but you have to forgive yourself, and you have to kind of move on from that, you know, knowing that you didn't do so knowingly or with ill intent, and just let that go. So, but that was a process to work through. And then just the frustration, because there's so many things you can't do or you want to do and your body won't let you. And so you just kind of have to go, okay, how am I going to beat this thing? Because I was like, I need to beat this thing. I need to get back and going. I don't have time for this. That was my thing. Well, I think sometimes when we push ourselves so hard, and I'm one of those people that, we're reminded that we have to take time, and that we have to make time for ourselves, for regenerating, for I'm wrong word there, just for re-energizing, and for you know, building up ourselves and our batteries, and doing things that, you know, are peaceful or calm or bring us joy or whatever, and not always having to be doing, going. And I'm a going person. So the being forced to slow down was very difficult. And it wasn't a pump the brakes. It was a shut the car down and you're not driving for 5 weeks shut down. So I definitely got the rest and got the respite that I apparently was needing. So the other thing, which is really... it kind of surprised me, was the anxiety or the fear that seemed to be induced into me with this illness as well. And that's actually probably going to be one of the hardest ones to overcome, because I, like I said, I felt the need to run through the doors and straight to the studio today. But it was so nice to see people and see faces and, you know, get to talk to people. And it's like, you know, we can't live our lives by fear now, that if we come into contact with people, everything means illness and sickness. And so that's something that I'm actually really struggling with, and I'm very much going to have to overcome. I felt the need to be like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm cutting this out of my life. I'm cutting that out of my life. And, you know, when you're laying there in bed, you're thinking all these things, and it's like, that's true. I did feel that way. But I absolutely refuse to live by fear. And I will be, I don't know how I want to say this, honestly. And bear with me today, because truthfully, this is, I'm just kind of bearing my soul to you all, because I've had so many people say, you need to tell the story. People need to understand that there's all this other stuff with this, that we're not comprehending, and all the baggage that goes with it. So the fear and the anxiety part of it is, you know, do I ever eat out again in a restaurant? Or, you know, I'm not comfortable there yet. I'm probably not going to be for a while. You know, but I can't ever see myself not doing that again. And so it's like, I have my trust and my faith, you know, in the Lord, and I do put that there, but I also am like, the Lord gave me a brain to think and to make choices. And so I just need to do what's comfortable. And I think that's going to take a little bit of time for me. And I'm just truthful about that. I'm not, antisocial. I'm definitely not antisocial. And matter of fact, the first time I went into the office and I saw my coworkers, it had been the first time I'd seen anybody's face in weeks other than my husband. And just to see somebody's face and emotions and whatever, I mean, I was like dropped to my knees in tears, and one of the gals had to come and hug me and hold me up. And I just told Shelley, I haven't seen anybody. Like, you guys are the first people I've seen in weeks. And it was such a huge, huge emotional thing. Now, we go on vacation for a week or two and come back and life's great and wonderful, and we don't have this meltdown of emotion, you know, when we see our coworkers. But I absolutely certainly did. And it was just because I had walked through the doors. I was seeing people that I cared about. I knew they had been under extra duress or stress, being shorthanded. They were part of my guilt. And to just see them and see them just happy to see me, even though I had had all those feelings, was honestly overwhelming. I just literally wept so much. I just had a breakdown, honestly. So appreciating the people that I'm with every day and not taking them for granted, and just loving being who I'm with and enjoying that in the moment and feeling safe and all that is where I'm at right now. So, but I will get there. But there is this real anxiety, in talking with others that have been going through this and dealing with this, about that are extremely social people as well, about how this has also impacted them in that same way, that they feel like they'll maybe make different decisions or they'll be less social, or, I mean, and not even in big groups or gatherings, but just going out and having a meal with somebody else, you know, it is curtailing that, which is sad. So we still need to figure out our best ways to stay in communication with each other, call each other more on the phone, just send some texts. That's really important. I wasn't able to talk and breathe while being on the oxygen very well. So I literally didn't talk to people for almost 3 weeks. And I did text a small amount, just because I was just so tired and so weak. But I will say, every single person that messaged me or reached out or sent me a note or called my husband to check on me all the time, it's like he made sure I knew about all that, and it meant a huge amount, because there was literally people that would call every third day. You know, they didn't want to be a bother, but they wanted to know that they cared. And the whole board of the Oregon Hunters Association for the Umpqua chapter, literally one of them called almost every second or third day, just checking on both of us and making sure we're okay. Did we need anything? Did we need groceries? And my friends did the same thing. And to have that community is everything. To have people willing to say, whatever you need, we're here for you, is everything. And I feel like I've been that person for multiple people in the past. But to be on the receiving end of it was very humbling. And luckily we didn't need much. So, we were able to get on just fine, but, it just is humbling. Just if you know somebody that's having it, just send them a text every so often, or a meme or something that just lets them know you're thinking about them, keep fighting, something positive, because truthfully, when you're in this mind space and you're in this spot where you're just feeling ill and defeated and weak and tired, what can combat that is honestly prayer and positive attitude. And I know I had, my mom would call all the time telling us how many hundreds and thousands of people she had praying for us. Like, there's just prayer chains all over the U.S. And then just the positive vibes and friends willing to step up and do whatever they could possibly do and wanting to do that, you know, wishing we would take them up on that. And so I just have to say, pray like there's nothing else. If I had an answer to what's going to get us through this, that's going to be it. It's just pray and lift everybody up and honestly stop being divisive, because everybody's trying to make the best decision they can for their own personal self. It may not be the decision you make for your personal self. It may not make the decision that I make for my personal self. But everybody is really trying, I believe this, to do what they think is in their best interests and the interests of their families and others. And I know as a community, we have to think about everybody, and everybody will probably get there at some point to, or hopefully this, I just hope we wipe this out somehow. But the judgments, you know, putting on Facebook and seeing all this judgment and all this stuff that people are saying to each other is just like, if you're passionate about your beliefs, that is wonderful. And I hope you make your decisions based off of your beliefs. But somebody could be equitably as passionate about their belief system. And we need to be respectful of that. And for me, I could be one way, and then now I've gone through it, and maybe I'm on the other side of it. So I just truthfully feel like if we could agree to disagree, I know that's really hard to say. I know that's really hard to do. It's easy to say, hard to do. But we have just got to start being kind to each other. Absolutely. Kindness, it just wins the day. And I truthfully believe that. And if it wasn't for the kindness of my friends, the kindness of my neighbor, Serena Fink, who is amazing, huge shout out to her, then I don't know what we're going to do if we can't get through this with kindness and joy. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. And this is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN. See, I'm rusty.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, welcome back. I am Shannon Sebastian and your host for Your Q here at News Radio 1240 KQEN and sponsored by Premier Insurance. Again, rusty. Like I said, bear with me all today. I get a week of trying to polish off the brush off the cobweb, so to speak. So thank you for listening. I know, like, probably everybody's really over it doesn't seem like it because it's everywhere, talking about the COVID. But I just wanted to kind of give a perspective of what it's like when you're the person that's had it, what you're going through, what you've been through, all the feelings, all the emotions, all the things, and just to be really sensitive and kind in all the things that we do. And I feel like one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, you know, the immunization, huge hot topic. And I'm not going to say one way or another, whatever, but I want to tell you that there is so much information out there and so many different opinions and thoughts and feelings. And, I mean, the internet's just got so much stuff on it, But one of the things now that I have had it is, you know, being told, oh, well, you have all these antigens, and that maybe potentially mean now getting the immunization would negatively impact that. And so I am currently trying to figure that out. Normally they don't give it to you till you're 60 days out is what we're being told. But the thing about that is it's it may not be to my best interest to do that at this time. And I still want to do all the right things. And I already had it on my calendar to do. But the whole thing about that is now I have to start over at square one and talk to my doctor and ask about the antigens test and see if there's markers for it. Am I better off not? Am I better off? And I'm just being honest with this. And I know I'm probably going to get crucified or people email in. I'll give you the email address and say whatever. But because there's not a lack of opinions out there. However, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know. There's a lot of stuff that we're yet to learn. There's things that will be vastly improved, I'm sure. But now I'm at a crossroads where I thought I knew exactly what I was going to do. And now it may not be the right best thing for me. So I'm going to do the conversations with my doctor and reach out to a couple trusted people in the community who are dealing with this and just give them my exact scenario and say, how do I best know what is my best course of action and go from there, because I feel like now I'm back at square one now that I've had it. And now I have to figure out my own best. And I'm starting over, like I said, at square one. And so, I definitely want to be a good citizen. I want to be a good community member. I don't want to put other people at risk. I want to do all the right things for everyone and all concerned. And so anyway, I will be doing my due diligence and asking all the who I feel like are the appropriate educated people on this to come up with that decision and find out when's the right time and when I need to do it and how to go about that, and maybe the antigens testing. I don't know. I think we need more antigen testing. So that's just my thought process right now. One of the things that with being gone and having different people fill in, I felt like I kind of wanted to talk about some of the things that we'll be having coming up in the next few months. So for the first couple of weeks that I was ill, I didn't watch TV at all. So I lost a couple of weeks. And then when I started turning on the TV, I was like, what is happening here? I mean, catching up on the news and all the things that were going on. It was kind of wild. So I felt like so much had happened in that time that I was down and out that I felt way behind. So then getting caught up. But everybody knows I'm an insurance agent and I specialize in Medicare. I cannot believe how many commercials are on the TV about Medicare. It is ridiculous. So you have Joe Namath and Alex Trebek and, oh, I don't even know, the Star Trek guy. Anyway, all these people. And so William Shatner, that's who it was, telling you, call these places and do these things. And it was like every 10 to 15 minutes I was seeing a Medicare commercial. And so I'm just like, this was driving me insane while I'm home. And I'm thinking, no, why are these people calling these numbers that aren't even in Oregon, that are not even, they use Medicare's name or whatever, but not even attached to it, and just getting some random willy-nilly guy or gal, wherever, maybe in the U.S., maybe not even in the U.S., and listening to them about their Medicare choices in Douglas County. So I have to say that it bothered me so much to the core that I'm going to talk about that. And I'm going to tell you, why in the world would you ever go on the internet or call a place and give them your private information and let them help you decide? So they are talking about getting your Part B premiums back. They're talking about medical and dental and vision and all these things that do exist. And those plans do exist. But when you're getting something, you're always having to give something up because there's this thing called actuary. And so you have to know that if I'm getting something, I'm probably giving maybe something else up. So I'm not saying be super suspicious, but I don't know about calling a 1-800 number and making my choice that way. So I am going to encourage you on behalf of myself and all my other fellow insurance agents. There are amazing insurance agents in Douglas County. Amazing. And you can sit down with one for free consult, because that's one of their big things that they talk about on these commercials, free consult. And you can look across from that person in their eye and you can tell they know who Dr. Powell is, Dr. Bonds is. They know who Umpqua Orthopedics are. These people know your physicians. They know your community and they know their stuff. So I'm begging and pleading, seriously, do not call William Shatner, Alex Trebek, or Joe Namath. I just don't do it, because you're just going to be bombarded with mail or email the second they get you anything. Call a local agent. Set up an appointment for after October 1st or after October 15th, when we can legally talk to you about the new things coming, because there's new exciting things coming to Douglas County, which I'm pretty happy about. And sit down with somebody in person. You can have that one-on-one. You don't have to go to a meeting with 30 other people if you're not comfortable right now, because that's kind of where I'm at. And so, you know, I look forward to sitting down with my clients and potential clients and having those one-on-one appointments and going over what's in your best interest with your medications and your information and just focusing on you, but doing that with somebody that's knowledgeable about this area, the plans in this area, and what's, you know, trending. I mean, who's a company that, you know, your physicians are really excited to work with, or maybe potentially not. So I think that there's nothing to gain by calling these places. And I've had to DVR all my TV now because I can't even see those commercials anymore. And that was rough. I'm going to say that was one of the worst things about being home with COVID, was seeing those commercials and just wanting to just scream at it every time. Don't call these people. And knowing what plans they're talking about, and also knowing that out of some of the stuff that they're talking about, there's one option in Douglas County that they can talk to you about, which leaves multiple wonderful options off the table. And so my plea to you today is, do not call those numbers. Call a local agent. I'd love to help you. Call my office, Premier Insurance, 541-672-9414. Set up an appointment with me. Or if you have an agent that you have a relationship with and you trust, call them and set that up and just sit down with somebody in person. Don't call the 1-800 numbers. That's my speech for today, actually. So let's see. I think we will take a break here and be back in just a moment and talk about some of the shows that we have coming up over the next couple months. So be right back after just a quick break. This is Shannon Sebastian with your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon Sebastian back here on Your Cue this week. And I'm actually grateful to be back. And it's been nice. And Dale keeps coming in and talking to me on the breaks and checking on me and being super sweet. So thank you, Dale. And honestly, again, everybody here that helped cover for me while I was gone. Very, very appreciative. one of the things that I said that we were going to talk about was just to try to give you some ideas of some of the things that will be coming up. And I know I kind of ran on the rant. We were joking on the break about the Medicare, and I'm like, man, it just got under my skin. I couldn't stand it. And I don't even want football players to be attached with Medicare anymore. It just drives me nuts. So, but, you know, next week we'll be talking about and honoring, you know, the 20th anniversary of September 11th. So we will be talking about that on the show. Then on the 18th of September, Dr. Powell from Evergreen Family Medicine will be here. And we're going to talk about a couple different things, but they have some exciting things happening at Evergreen. They also are going to be doing some educational and informational meetings throughout open enrollment so people can come learn about the plans and the things that they have available that they would like their I guess I want to say clients or customers to know. And so we'll be talking a little bit about that. And then also, again, on the Medicare train is we'll be having some of the carriers come in throughout the months. So it's not every week. We're not going to inundate you with Medicare or anything like that. But just so you can kind of be able to listen to different carriers, maybe their philosophies, their thoughts, you can get a feel for it. You can email any questions that you have for any of the carriers to me, actually at my work email if you want, which is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N at PRMRINS.com. If you have specific questions for any of the carriers, and we can ask and we can answer those for you. I think that sometimes if you know or can get a sense of who the company is and what their belief system is about and their thought processes on things, you know, that can give you a feel for a company as well. So that's one thing to do. So we'll be talking with some of those throughout the winter. We've got we've just got a couple other special things coming up. I don't want to spill the beans on that and talk about their stuff before they've actually launched it. But we have some cool anniversaries for some organizations in our community who are celebrating big anniversaries, like 100th anniversaries, and doing special events. And so we're going to have them on and talk about that, because 100 years, that's kind of a big deal. And it's a really big deal in an organization, you know, to have that big celebration. And so we're going to be talking about that and some other community events and things going on. And so if any of you have some ideas that you would like on the show, please, 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 we would love to hear from you. The email for the show is yourq, which is Y-O-U-R. C-U-E at bciradio.com. And so please email your ideas in. If you have a big event that's coming up, or a special fundraiser, or you feel like there's somebody in our community that is deserving of some recognition, you know, we absolutely would love to do that. So please send us your ideas. Love to hear from you. I know we talked a lot about COVID and my experience today, and there were some things that I actually realized I'd left off, that I had tried to get some of the treatments and was unable to. And so if you wonder why I didn't do X, Y, or Z treatment, I was actually turned down for everything, so I couldn't get any of those. So that was, one of the frustration parts, but, I just wanted to really look forward, and that's why I wanted to talk about the shows that are upcoming. Try to look forward as much as I can to what's next, instead of looking at what I've just gone through, and just be there to really encourage and help support anybody that's going through it. So feel free to Facebook message me, or Facebook us on your queue on Facebook, and I'd love to be there and help somebody else and be a positive force through them through this most difficult time. And I'm sure trying to encourage some friends who are going through it now and check on them every couple of days, just like I was. So I think it's really important to be there for each other, to raise each other up, and to just actually have kindness, consideration, and respect for other people's opinions, feelings, thoughts, and wishes and decisions. And let's just try to get through this the best we can as a community and raise each other up and encourage each other, and understand that we're all trying to make the best decisions that we can for ourselves and for our families. And so just really be supportive, be kind. It's free, it's easy, and it just makes a huge world of difference. So for everybody out there going through this right now, you're in my thoughts, you're in my prayers, and just try to keep swimming. I mean, I'm going to the Disney thing, but just keep swimming. You're going to come out the other side. Just keep swimming and keep your head above water, and there's people here for you. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. I sure appreciate it. We'll be back next week, like I said, with September 11th and the 20th anniversary. So thank you very, very much. And, you know, all you can do is kind, good things. So it doesn't take much to do a good deed. So that's it for me today. This is Shannon Sebastian signing off with your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Thank you and have a great week.